This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're back on What's On Your Mind, another hour. Beautiful day, oh my gosh. I'll admit it, I actually stuck my head outside for a little bit during the break. It's just that nice. One of those days. Last night was, too. It's just incredible. One of those days you dream about in the middle of February, you know. Cold January night, thinking, oh, remember last June, how nice it was. Calm winds. No mosquitoes. Perfect temperature. Yeah. One of those. Some summertime. Hope you're enjoying it. Welcome to another hour of a talk radio town hall on What's On Your Mind from the legendary voice of the Northern Plains, 550K Fire Bismarck Mandan, patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley, AM 1100, the flag west, 1090 KTGO, Tioga, Watford City, Williston, Stanley, and, well, everywhere, really, Williston, Minot, Crosby down to Dickinson. You got AM 1090, and of course, on the Western Edge, 1460 KLTC as well. We're brought to you this hour by our friends at B-Mobile. Have you heard about Hum from B-Mobile and Verizon? It's the perfect tool to make your car smarter and safer. It has features like the roadside assistance and diagnostics and maintenance reminders, vehicle locator, hands-free Bluetooth calling. For a limited time now, if your teen is getting their license, you can get the Hum equipment, the activation fee, and the 3 months of service, whatever that costs, back as a bill credit. So it's a really good deal. Get Hum and get going right now from Verizon Wireless's premium retailer, the largest in the region, B-Mobile. That's right. Find them in Wahpeton and Valley City and Devil's Lake and Bodno and Williston and Jamestown and Fargo and Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks in North Dakota and in Minnesota, Bemidji, Thief River Falls, Detroit Lakes. B-Mobile.com. Connect to communicate at B-Mobile. Congressman Kevin Cramer is here for a Talk Radio Town Hall this hour. Wrapped up with a Talk Radio Town Hall with Ed Schaefer in his final hours as president of UND last hour. One bit of news we're watching today, not sure it's going to happen this hour, but NDSU may or may not have a new leader in its future. That's what the Board of Higher Ed will decide today, whether to renew the contract of NDSU President Dean Bershani. And it's been out a little bit, a few stories, but I don't think to the degree there is, some discussion about this, some debate amongst the Board of Higher Ed about this issue. I don't think the news coverage has warranted as much discussion as been going on behind the scenes. So there could be a new president, or they may renew his contract, or they may do it short term with some stipulations, but that discussion is happening, whether to renew the contract or not, of NDSU President Dean Bershani. It's not a slam dunk. It'll happen 1 o'clock today at BSC. We'll keep you posted on that. Congressman Kevin Cramer back on the Talk Radio Town Hall. Hello, sir. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you, Scott. How are you?
Doing good. Looking forward to another hour. Welcome our listeners' calls on our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. You have to text me today. Todd is off. 701-367-2054. If you have questions or comments, you can also email us studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. What's on your mind today?
Well, I'm just enjoying what started out as a beautiful sunny day in Bismarck, and now a little rain has moved in, and I don't think it's going to amount to a whole lot, but I'm just heading to Jamestown to meet with the Farm Credit Services Board to talk about the lending season and the crop and the economy of agriculture. As you know, it's like with a lot of other commodities, most of the food commodities are experiencing a down cycle, and so we've got some issues that we have to deal with. So we look forward to having lunch with them and spending some time talking about what's important to agriculture and ag lending.
What are you most excited about that's happening in North Dakota right now?
I'm really excited that Abel's baseball team is in the semifinals of the playoffs in Bismarck this week. So I'm excited to go to the game tonight. That's what excites me.
That's a very good thing. That's a very good thing. Plus, you're home. You don't have boats. You get to see some of the action.
That's right, and you know, we haven't had that many boats lately anyway, and then the ones that we do have scheduled have been disrupted by sit-ins and pizza in the House floor and, you know, Democratic hippies reliving the 1960s at the expense of the country. But, you know, beyond that, this week's not been a slough-off week, I'll tell you that. I was up in Minot earlier in the week meeting with folks up there, energy folks, oil workers, and talking about the that economy. As I said, Farm Credit Services today. Yesterday it was with the North Dakota grain growers discussing some of the same issues we'll discuss today, although a broader array of agricultural issues. And then in the middle of all of that, we've had, of course, the Benghazi report came out, and Hillary Clinton is saying, there we go, no big deal, let's just move on, never mind those four Americans that were killed, it wasn't my fault, and pretty contrasting with the facts on the ground. And then the biggest issue, I think the biggest tragedy of the week in many respects, is the Senate Democrats filibustered Zika funding, Veterans Affairs and military construction funding. After voting for it the first time, overwhelmingly, they decided to come back and at the behest of Harry Reid and make a political statement rather than fully fund the fight against Zika and the 4% increase in Veterans Affairs funding. The weird part of it, Scott, is that it passed the Senate 89-8 in May. And now all of a sudden, when it came to the conference report where we could reconcile the House and Senate bills, a report, by the way, that was already passed by the conference committees, the conference committee made up of senators and House members, they decided, let's create some more chaos here and block funding for Zika and claim the Republicans are bad people. And it's a very dangerous game of political Russian roulette.
What is their motive here? What do they want? I would guess it has to do with they want more funding for something.
Well, I suppose, except that they already voted for it once, you know, like I said, 89-8, but all of a sudden now it's not enough. It's hard to say reading their statements because it's just sort of full of political rhetoric and a lot of me, and I, and look what I've done, and look what these terrible Republicans have done, but very few specifics in terms of the request. One of the things we've seen is, you know, from one Democratic senator was that, well, it cut $230 million or something like that from the increase that we asked for in the Senate for veterans. Well, it's got a 4% VA increase, 4%. I mean, that's a pretty big increase, and so when the alternative is a 4% increase, the alternative to that is zero. They went with zero. So I don't think they're in a very strong position to claim, it wasn't enough. They went with zero. I think the real motive, Scott, is chaos. Chaos, if they can create this narrative that somehow the Republican-controlled Congress isn't getting anything done, and look, they couldn't even get funding to fight the fight against Zika or to improve the situation for our veterans or military construction at North Dakota's military installations, they can say, see, those Republicans can get it done. And, of course, you need 60 votes in the Senate. We got a bipartisan vote in the House. We passed it last week, last Thursday morning at 3 o'clock in the morning is when we passed it in the House with Democratic votes. Sent it over to the Senate, and they decided to play politics.
Carol in Southwest North Dakota for Congressman Kevin Cramer on the Talk Radio Town Hall. Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotlines welcoming your calls, 800-228-0550. Text at 701-367-2054. Go ahead, Carol.
Good morning.
Good morning,
Kevin
Carol.
Cramer. I have a question about the Postal Service.
Sure.
I mailed my brother a package, and he lives in Spicer, Minnesota, which is 400 and some 56 miles.
Yep, I know right where it is, yep.
And I mailed it on the 31st. It was in Bismarck four times, in St. Paul four times, in Indianapolis once, came back to Dickinson twice. This poor box of chocolate chip cookies had 4,824 miles on it. And I'd like to know what in the world is going on.
When did it get to your brother, and what was the condition of the cookies? Are my two questions.
That's what I'm worried about.
Yes, my brother finally did get them when he started tracking this package, which was not until June 13th we started trying to find it.
2 weeks. Oh, my gosh.
He has a lot of ice cream topping. He sprinkles it over the ice cream.
Yeah. They're all crumbled now, huh? They no longer resemble cookies. Yeah.
Well, there was a few in the middle of the package, he said, that kind of resembled a cookie. But no,
But that's a tragedy. I can't answer for the Postal Service. As you know, they're sort of a quasi-government organization, more private than government. But what I'd like to do, Scott, is, of course, if we can get Carol's contact information, I'd like to look into the case specifically and seek some, do an inquiry and seek some answers to that. Because what she just described, and you said he tracked the package, so you actually have all of that information that you just cited.
Oh, I have. Even before he opened the package, took a picture of it, because when I went to the post office in Dickinson, they said, I must have misaddressed it, and I didn't have it right. So he took a picture and sent me a colored picture. It was priority mail.
Yeah.
Wow. Hang on, Carol, if you would. We'll get your information for Congressman Kramer so we can get to the bottom of it, maybe get an official answer on how it happens, why it happens. Wow. Feel bad for the cookies. More coming up. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
For 30 years, the NDFA has been the leading voice for traditional family values and religious freedom right here in North Dakota. While the entertainment industry, mainstream media, and many of the loudest voices in society seek to erode the legacy of strong families, the Family Alliance believes strong, healthy, natural families are our best hope for a better future in government, education, churches, and in all areas of life. Will you join us? For more information, go to ndfa.org.
Everyone's a winner at PetroServe USA. $50,000 given away at PetroServe USA. Tell you more about that in a minute. When I need to fill up the tank, I look for the red, white, and blue of PetroServe USA. Why? These are the good folks that are out there to help Main Street, too, because they connect North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. And it works, and it gives you choice at the pump. Right now, you can register for $50,000 from PetroServe USA. Register weekly to be one of 1,000 winners. That's right. You have to register every single week. Remember that. Don't forget the 4 for $4 special. That's the hot stuff pizza, fountain pop, and two cookies. Four items for $4. All day, every day at PetroServe USA locations. They also have the buy one, get one free deal on Car Wash Tuesdays. That's a great deal. And all month long, take advantage of Jack Link's Jumbo Steaks, only $1.79. King size Hershey candy bars for $1.09. And giant sunflower seeds, North Dakota made, only $1.39. At PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We sent Carol's information. That's why we're here, folks, for the Talk Radio Town Hall. I love, there's obviously a lot of things we can talk about, whether it's the Benghazi report, and I do have some questions for Congressman Kramer on that, as you heard him earlier talk about the Zika funding and issues that members of Congress deal with. But to Carol, sending a package of cookies to her brother,
in Minnesota that take 14 days as tracked and get there as, you know, crumbs rather than cookies is an issue that is worthy of her congressman digging into it a little bit. Can't fix every problem, but those are the kind of things that we certainly appreciate your calls, questions, comments on, because, you know, if you've had a problem with it, maybe somebody else has, it's worth digging into. So let us know. A toll-free telephone number for you to call on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline is 800-228-0550. You can email studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. You can text 701-367-2054 today as well. I do now have Senator Heitkamp's press release related to the Zika funding. And the headline says, American families deserve better than partisan games to protect them from Zika threat. Senator helped pass bipartisan Senate bill to take critical first step in combating Zika virus, calls on House to pass serious solutions to fight Zika. What's that mean?
Well, I don't know about her news release, but what we did is that just to sort of give people the total numbers here, that the president requested $1.9 billion. We were able to immediately repurpose $589 million. I'm doing this all off the top of my head, so if I'm off a dollar or two, forgive me. But so we were able to repurpose $589 million earlier in the year, and that was money that had been assigned to the Ebola virus, which, of course, there was a lot of extra there that they ended up not needing. So rather than, you know, not then adding to the debt and the deficit, we took $589 million of that. We're able to put it toward fighting Zika. And then in this newest bill, we took $1.1 billion. And so for a total of a roughly just under $1.7 billion, the president requested $1.9 billion. But what we were able to do is strip out a couple hundred million that the White House, that wasn't Zika related, in other words. So we made it specific to Zika. Passed that bill the other day, like I said, last Thursday morning at 3 o'clock in the morning. And that's a pretty serious effort, considering we're going into 4th of July. The Democrat bill didn't have any pay for in it, so we were able to pay for all of this year's and most of next year's, and then next year's appropriations process will pay for the rest. But, you know, send it over to the Senate, and then they decide zero is a better number than $1.7 billion. And that's the games that I'm talking about.
So this is money. This is money. I'm reading further down in her release. She's saying that they wanted a $1.9 billion bill.
Right.
And the House bill was 622. And so this is now was what, $1.1 billion? And that's not enough, I guess.
Right. Well, there you go. It's $1.1 plus the $589 million from earlier in the year. So it's not like it's not nothing. But a vote against it is nothing. That's my point. They went from $1.9 billion being the number they wanted to zero, which is the number they voted for.
They're also saying the House bill would slash support for veterans' access to health resources at vet centers by almost $250 million compared to the Senate bill. I love that, slashed.
Yeah, compared to the Senate.
Yeah.
Slashed, yeah. Yeah, it's actually a 4% increase in funding for veterans.
Yeah, then goes on to say... Heitkamp has consistently pushed for expanded access to vet centers, successfully calling for a vet center in Grand Forks. Is the vet center in Grand Forks not funded under the House plan?
Well, we don't earmark. So we fund the VA, and then they decide where the money goes. You know, they provide the budget up, of course, and whatnot, but it's based on their priorities. But we don't earmark in the House. It's against our rules to earmark. Senate still earmarks.
Got it. All right. So, again, as I suspected, this is about the Senate not being able to spend more money. That's what happens often. Wendy in Wahpeton, question for Congressman Kevin Cramer. Go ahead.
Hi. I had a question on the Zika virus.
Sure.
I'm almost glad that they didn't pass it, not because of the VA, because I'd like money to go to that. But I feel like this Zika thing came out of nowhere. We really don't know that it is what is the cause of the babies having brain problems. And it's been around like 50, 60 years and never caused these problems before. So I don't understand why we're spending or wanting to spend money on something that I don't know, is it supposed to go to the pharmaceutical companies or and we don't have money. We're very in debt as a country. So why are we spending all this money on something we don't even know about?
Yeah, Wendy, great points, great question. So let me flesh it out just a little bit further even, because first of all, the Zika, we know that the Zika has developed. It is, like many viruses, especially, you know, disease-borne viruses like this or insect-borne like this one is with mosquitoes. What happens is over time, of course, they develop and progress and whatnot, and that seems to be what has happened here. But going back to the $1.9 billion that the Democrats asked for, they wanted just a blank check and no strings attached. In other words, the president wanted to be able to use that money for anything he wanted, not just research and development of Zika. We were able to put some parameters around it. While we can't earmark for specific projects, especially assets on a particular congressional district, what we did do is, like I said, stripped everything that wasn't Zika-oriented, and then we put in discipline that it cannot be used outside of research and funding specific for Zika. For example, things like that the Centers for Disease Control and and the Health Department, very very special research, disease research, and then of course coming up with some sort of something to fight the disease, but also to stop the mosquitoes that carry the disease, because we're finding that the mosquitoes, and again, this is typical of a lot of viruses, as they produce and develop and get more sophisticated, they become more immune, if you will, to anecdotes and things like that. And so,
well, I have heard about them doing things like putting mosquitoes out there that they've injected with something to then be in a population with the same mosquitoes that carry the Zika virus. But a lot of that sounds very, actually kind of scary, because they don't know the results of it all, and yet they're experimenting with it in, I believe, in South America, maybe Africa. And I don't like all the things these pharmaceutical companies do, and I hate the idea of all this money that we don't have. Going to what? I don't know that it's going to be any kind of help.
Well, although I don't think there's much doubt any longer that the Zika virus is a health crisis. I mean, we know, for example, the birth defect that is caused for children.
But we don't know that it has caused birth defects. It may be other things that have caused birth defects.
No, I like your debt question too. Wendy, can we afford it? Right, cost benefit.
That's why our bill pays for it.
Yeah, interesting. Wendy, appreciate the call. We need to take a break. Mike in Minot, Dan Congo, and Pat in Minot. When we come back, that must be Kandu. I don't think we get calls from the Congo. We may. I don't know. But that'll be coming up on the Talk Radio Town Hall with Congressman Kevin Clay.
Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features NDSC Executive Director Chuck Claremont discussing the consequences of your unsafe decisions behind the wheel.
What I keep telling people is it's not just about you. It's not just about you on the road, you're texting. It's about what can happen to everybody else out there. You know, and what happens if something happens to you in terms of, you know, an injury or a fatality? What happens to your family? And that's the part I think we talk so much about this, that life's, it's about making safe choices. And what are the repercussions if you don't make these safe choices? And when I talk to anybody, that's really what I try to drive home, is don't just think about you, you know? Quit being selfish. Think about your family. Think about the rest of the people that are out there.
Take steps today to improve the safety of yourself, your coworkers, and your family. Go to NDSC.org for free safety tips and downloadable resources. That's NDSC.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Called about a cookie crumbling problem thanks to the United States Post Office, and we've forwarded on your information to Congressman Kramer's staff. Noise may so quick. They literally sometimes by the time the show's done, they're already firing off inquiries and emails back and forth from Congressman Kramer to different staff members. So that one's in the works. And Mike and Minot wanted to talk about that on our Cloverdale Big Flavor hotline at 800-228-0550. Go ahead, Mike. Mike, are you there?
Yeah, I am. Congressman Kramer, I guess another question on the Postal Service. I actually sent a letter to Bowman, North Dakota on the 6th of April. I got it back on the 26th of May saying undeliverable.
Where did you mail it from?
I mailed it from Minot, North Dakota.
Oh. Maybe it was undeliverable. What did they have a reason for it being undeliverable?
You know, I find it so astounding. It takes a month and a half to get a letter back and it's undeliverable.
Yeah.
Well, was it a bum address?
What's that?
Was it a bad address?
No, it was a good address. Absolutely good address. They just got undeliverable on the thing, and after I got it back, I called the guy, and he goes, "No, I've lived here for 30-some years."
Oh, for Pete's sake.
So, you know, you just shake your head at our postal service, and it's got to be where a lot of people are going to FedEx and UPS and mail and stuff that way now.
Well, that and electronic media, but not everything works on email, obviously. So,
great.
Wow. Yeah, well, thanks for that. We could look into it, but my guess is that somebody got lost it in a truck somewhere and found it a month later. But the best excuse they could come up with was undeliverable.
Is it raining where you are, Mike? Oh, he's gone. I thought either that or he was calling from a dune buggy, one of the two.
Yeah, it was
raining. No, Dan, where are you at?
I'm north of Candu.
Perfect. You're north of Candu.
All right.
Adam?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I know Candu. I just earlier it said the Congo, so I didn't know if I wasn't aware of a Congo.
Conda. I go to a place. I'm a truck driver. I go to a place in Utah called Conda, and I may have mispronounced it. I don't know, but I don't live in Candu or nothing like that. I'm driving through there. I run Canada a lot. This is the third Wednesday in a row I've called Scott, and the last two times I kind of got cut off. So I want to ask the congressman a couple questions. And, congressman, if you would, I would like a yes or no answer. My first question is, are the Clintons, Hillary and Bill, and the Obama administration above the law, yes or no?
No, of course not.
All right, second question. why is there not a special prosecutor appointed to investigate the Clintons for the kickbacks that Bill got through the college while she was running the State Department and gave $55 million to that college that Bill got $16.25 million back on? Why is there not a special prosecutor investigating the uranium deal done with Russia in which the Clintons made millions? Why is there a man sitting on our Nuclear Regulatory Commission who gave millions to the Clinton Foundation who knows nothing about nuclear power? I mean, these are simple things that she should and be prosecuted for, and you guys do nothing. Hold these people accountable, sir. Honor, integrity, virtue, and moral character are not attainable without truth and accountability. Hold yourself and your peers accountable, and hold these crooks accountable. They're verging on the edge of treason. Do something, please.
So a couple of things, Scott. First of all, those weren't yes or no, but let me try to elaborate. A special prosecutor is not appointed by Congress. That is a function of the president, and of course, and or the attorney general, probably more specifically of the United States. And therein lies exactly part of the problem. When we have an attorney had previous to Loretta Lynch, the previous attorney general, of course, was Eric Holder, who in fact Congress did everything they could and went so far as to hold him in contempt of Congress over the gun running deal, Fast and Furious, and a federal judge actually upheld that filing of contempt. But of course, he remained the top law enforcement officer in the country because the president didn't want to do anything about it. In fact, championed him. Now you have Loretta Lynch. Her day is coming as well because, of course, let's not forget that there are currently 147 to be exact, FBI agents doing a criminal investigation into Hillary Clinton's use of a private email server. And consequently, if they should come forward and recommend an indictment, that will be up to Loretta Lynch to determine whether or not they would indict Hillary Clinton. All of that said, I think in this case and in others, Congress has done everything it can and should do to bring that to light through our investigatory powers, through our oversight authority, which is very important authority, that's an important part of the separation of powers. But now the prosecutorial side of it, of course, rests with none other than the president and the attorney general of the United States. So short of impeachment itself, which, again, impeachment, that's more of a political process than it is anymore a prosecutory process. I think we've done everything that we can to set the table for exactly what the caller's asking for.
Appreciate the call, Dan. Thank you. Patrick Minot, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
How are you today?
Good morning. Hey, very well.
I'm doing good, thanks.
Maybe a little off the mark from what you're talking about here, but I guess my question is directed to the WSI in North Dakota. And I know on one of your shows here a few weeks ago, the subject of the opiate drug problem had come up and was discussed. And I know it's a serious problem here in North Dakota. I have friends in law enforcement that deal with this stuff every day. I guess my concern is I'm calling as a concerned parent. And I've had a son, he's a single dad of a 4-year-old daughter who was injured on the job. It was 4 years ago, July 9th. And since then, 2 years out of work. And WSI of North Dakota has paid a portion of his wage through this. But now what he's got is he's got this percentage of wage, and he does work part-time when he can. But they've got him on a legal opiate addiction here now, and that's been 4 years. And every 2 months they prescribe him another 60 of these pills, and they say that there's nothing else they can do for him. And I really find it hard in a situation like we're in, and many other people, I'm sure, where there isn't anything else they can do for these people. I mean, you hear about this all the time, and I'm calling as a concerned parent. I've spoken with caseworker and a nurse of the attending physician, but maybe I can get some help from somebody, and maybe somebody can listen. Maybe this is the wrong place to call, but that's my concern, is help for my son.
Well, first of all, I'm sorry that you're going through all of that. I can relate.
Oh, Tim, he's the one that's suffering, not me.
I understand that, but we all believe me. That's the problem with addiction, is that everybody around the person suffers with it. Your son's situation, though, sounds it's intriguing to me, because while he has, on the one hand, the addiction, he continues to get this prescription month after month, and he obviously the alternative is pain, and that's not anything.
But it's been 4 years, and I mean, that can't be any quality of life. I'm not a doctor, so I can't say what these things will do to a person long term, but he has a daughter to raise, and he's doing his best.
Sure. Well, one of the things, you know, we passed a number of opioid bills recently, as has the Senate, and we've worked together with them on a number of pieces of legislation aimed at various aspects. One is the law enforcement aspect, but more importantly, and I think your example is a good one, this is as much as anything a cultural and social issue as it is it's not so much a law enforcement issue, it's a medical issue.
Correct.
And you have, on the one hand, we're trying to deal with the prescription and the propensity to do that, but also there are other drugs that respond to the abuse. In other words, that help people get off of the opioids, and there's not been as much attention to that as it probably needs to be, not to be.
And the thing that scares me is, you put a person out there like that, and you limit their income and I understand it's not them limiting his income, but because of the injury. But I honestly believe in this day and age, there's got to be something other than a legalized opiate addiction.
Yes.
Since this is a state issue, I might suggest that we. See if we can't get some state resources here. And I would offer to connect you with some of the leadership at WSI, Brian Klipfel and others there to sort of understand where the medical advice is coming for this.
Right.
I don't know, Kevin, if you have any other thoughts on that. But
I think those are good thoughts. But, Scott, one of the things I'd like to do, and I hesitate a little bit, but I'm going to do it anyway. I'd like, for the purposes of this show or your show on some other day, get some of the experts that have dealt with this at a very high level. This is a wonderful example. I don't know that we're going to do everything we can to help your specific situation, but your, unfortunately, is very common.
Yeah, it is.
And you're right that it's a big problem in North Dakota, but as hard as it is to believe, it's an even bigger problem in other states. So in Washington's been discussed.
Well, I tell you what, I hope it's not common to be 4 years worth of it. I mean, I think, first of all, Newt Gingrich and Patrick Kennedy, former member of Congress, member of the Kennedy family from out east, have started this coalition on opiate abuse, and came out with numbers this week, just alarmed me. The deaths from opiate overdoses now are a bigger killer than car accidents in the United States. This is huge. I mean, this is a big, big problem. And of course, the abuse and the addictions are everywhere because of legitimate prescription use early on, and so it's a real problem. Wow. So you're right, Kevin. I think it's something we can do more of. And Patrick, if you'd hang on during the break here, Kevin and I will chat with you. We'll get some more information and see if we can help. Okay.
Well, I certainly appreciate it.
Yeah, hang on. Appreciate it. And I agree with Kevin. I feel bad for the father too, because you're seeing a father who sees a son suffering and a grandchild that needs care, and that's tough on the grandparents and all the family members. There's a lot of ripple effect there. All right, let's see here. Clarence in Riverdale, going to get you in here next. Andrew in Fargo, Myron Washburn behind that. Some texts and emails as well in our final segment of a Talk Radio Town Hall with Congressman Kramer next.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm Board Director Mike Appert of Hazleton. North Dakota soybean farmers are invited to participate in a Soybean Market Outlook Seminar, July 27th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at NDSU Berry Hall, downtown Fargo. Dr. Bill Wilson and Dr. Frayne Olson of NDSU will talk about major soybean market events, price outlook, basis outlook, and overall market strategy for the 2016-17 market year. This seminar is free to North Dakota soybean farmers, but pre-registration is required. To register, please call 701-239-7194 or email scenter@ndsoybean.org. Again, North Dakota soybean farmers are invited to participate in a Soybean Market Outlook Seminar, July 27th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at NDSU Berry Hall. This event is sponsored by the North Dakota Soybean Council and NDSU.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
We're visiting with David Donahue from Valley Imports. He's a Mercedes-Benz specialist, and he has always loved cars.
Some people are sports people. Some people are computer people. I'm a car person.
Those cars are amazing, aren't they, those Mercedes-Benz vehicles?
They're great. Every design aspect of those vehicles has a purpose, and it's all about safety.
How do you try to make the shopping experience easy for a customer?
I just want them to feel comfortable. When I look at the showroom floor, I look at that as my second home. If somebody were to come into my house, I want them to feel that same way.
Growing up, you spent some time in Breckenridge and Sisseton.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays, you're starting to see some Mercedes-Benz vehicles driving through there, aren't you?
Yeah. We're not that far up the road to be able to come and get your vehicle serviced.
Anybody ever come back and say, gosh, I paid too much money for this thing?
Nope. Not once.
Visit David and all the great people at Valley Imports just north of West Acres Mall at the corner of 40th Street and 4th Avenue. Call them at 800-676-7667 or go to valleyimports.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
S&S Motors, Watford City, standing by to help you purchase your next vehicle. They have a car buying service. What's that mean? You tell them what you're looking for, you know, range of the year and the features and options and what you like, and they go find it and get you a better price than you get anywhere else. And get much simpler than that. I've done it now. I'm on my second vehicle where I've used their car buying service and got exactly what I was looking for. Great deal. Saved literally $20,000 over buying the same thing new off the lot. And it's a great deal. Call them at 701-444-2341. Stop and see him in Watford City. Tell him Scott's in S&S Motors. All right, I'm going to get back to the calls in a second. I do want to ask you before you go about Benghazi. I don't see any possibility that Hillary Clinton has been lying through her teeth about the events of Benghazi. And now, because of the work of your colleagues, Trey Gowdy and others, it's very clear this was politically motivated. We were within 56 days of an election. They had a narrative written on Libya. Everything that happened there undid it, and they were paralyzed. They did nothing. But, you know, to the earlier caller's point, at what point do these lies cost these people anything? I mean, what do you take from this report? Do you agree with me that there's no other possibility other than her lying?
Well, it certainly appears that way, but the indictment is, you know, far greater on, in my view, on Barack Obama even than it is Hillary Clinton. She was complicit in it, obviously. Susan Rice, probably the most guilty of blatant fraud of the public. But when you look at, here's what gets me, Scott. When you look at the fact that early on the president, in fact, did request, as did Leon Panetta, by the way, Secretary of Defense, requested military support. None ever came. You know, as you noticed in the report, if you looked at it, and I printed the whole thing out yesterday, all 800 pages of it, there were military personnel waiting on the tarmac in Spain to fly in, and they waited there for 4 hours. Maybe it was 8 hours. They changed uniforms four different times because they couldn't determine what they ought to be wearing. I mean, it was that bizarre. All the while, Benghazi was burning. And when you consider, here's one of the more egregious facts in the report itself. By the way, these facts are not disputed by anybody. Now, they keep spinning this narrative that it's just a witch hunt, but they never dispute the facts. But 3 hours into the firefight, when Ambassador Stevens was missing, and prior to the deaths of the two contractors on the roof, the White House had a meeting. They had a meeting, a video conference, and with 10 action items, and 5 of them dealt with this bogus video critical of Muslims, and it was all about the narrative. They were already starting to discuss how they're going to explain this while their Americans were under attack. That's how screwed up their priorities are, and were and are, and to this day still are, because they're still trying to spin it politically.
The Navy SEALs who did deploy on their own, because they were tired of waiting for orders to go, end up dead. But actually said, these people need defending. We're not waiting for it. It's just so sad. It really is. Well, it took me a lot longer to say what this caller's thinking. Go ahead and roll that.
I'd like to ask him and the rest of the Republicans when they're going to actually man up and do something about Hillary, file some charges or do something instead of just talk about it. Thank you.
And people want action on this.
They do, and yet we're not in a position to quote file charges, as the person says. That's what I know. There's this frustration that some of Congress can call the U.S. Capitol Police and they go arrest these people. That isn't how our separation of powers works. But here we've set the table, teed it up, not aimed at Hillary Clinton, by the way, but aimed at finding the truth. Now, the truth has led to all kinds of things. Not the least of which, by the way, the truth led to this is what led to the revelation that, all the while, Hillary Clinton, the Secretary of State, she was using a private email server so she could circumvent public disclosure and transparency. So that's what's led to 147 FBI agents doing a criminal investigation on it.
I know one place they've got this all figured out, Riverdale, North Dakota. Let's go there next for Clarence.
No question.
In the Talk Radio Town Hall. Clarence, what's on your mind?
Well, good morning, Scott. I'm Congressman Kramer.
Hi, Clarence.
My issue is way smaller than Benghazi, let me tell you, but we've got a causeway up here on 83 there between Cole Harbor and Totten Trails, and it's got a Corps of Engineers bump on it, 45-mile-an-hour bump. Why is this taking so long to fix, and is it going to get fixed? The Corps of Engineers has been really slow in doing anything about it.
All right, let's follow up on that. We'll get on that, Scott. We'll call the Corps and find out what the status is of that. I'm not familiar with it until just now, so we'll check with them and see what the hang-up is.
And it's on 83 between Cole Harbor and where did you say?
Totten Trails going across the causeway between Audubon and Skokwea, Lake Skokwea.
Yeah, I know the spot very well.
Yeah, I'm dreaming of being on that road right now, as a matter of fact.
Oh, yeah. Beautiful.
You know, I was up, when I drove to Minot yesterday, Clarence, I saw a small herd of pronghorns. I haven't seen a herd of pronghorns in a very long time, and I saw it up there just north of that area.
Yeah, they've been hanging around there for quite a few years, but about seven to ten of them I've noticed. Yep. I drive across there about probably 10 times a day, and that's why that bump in the road with the semi is just, it shouldn't be there, you know.
Exactly. But for the little bump in the road, life's pretty good in Riverdale, and you got Congressman Kramer on that now, too. So thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Get the core on the job. Andrew and Fargo, you were next. I'm sorry we didn't get you yet, but we'll put you first in the line next Wednesday on the next Talk Radio Town Hall. Thank you, Congressman Kramer. Drive safely to Jamestown. Our best everybody at Farm Credit Services today, okay?
Thanks, Scott. And everybody have a wonderful 4th of July weekend.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Imagine your bathroom transformed. A renovation that can happen in as little as a day. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnom to tell you about my friends at Bath Planet. Here's the deal. Bath Planet is here now and taking calls right now for free estimates where they come and show you what your bathroom will look like digitally with a new tub or a shower. That's right. You can trust these folks. Bath Planet offers stylish, low-maintenance, affordable bath products that transform an old bath into a beautiful, safe retreat you'll love. They're innovative products. Their knowledge of accessibility solutions for the home and exceptional designs are just a few of the reasons why Bath Planet is the nation's fastest-growing bath remodeling company. Plus, they've earned the distinguished Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval. A lifetime warranty, made in the USA. 19 colors to choose from. Call now, 701-552-3289. 701-552-3289, or go to bathplanet.com/North Dakota for a free estimate.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.